As swings in temperature become more common due to climate change, the life cycle of nature starts to shift. A UWM researcher is studying how trees and shrubs are affected by changing weather. Allison Donnelly is researching one particular natural area in Milwaukee, Downer Woods. Her research is now playing a role in a regional project. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz tagged along with Donnelly to learn more.
Twice a week, Allison Donnelly visits Downer Woods on Milwaukee's east side. Right now, it's looking bedraggled.
I don't know if you can hear in the background, the tree cutters are here, so they're going to take out all the dead and the dangerous wood.
The 11-acre parcel was home to a great many ash trees. Over the last few years, most succumbed to deadly invasive emerald ash borer beetles.
We've had a lot of incidents where the trees have fallen over the path.
Donnelly moves through the woodland, clipboard and binoculars in hand.
You see little orange tags.
Taking a close look at trees tagged with metal discs and shrubs adorned with orange ribbons, she has marked them to study over time. When she joined the UWM geography faculty in 2015, trees were getting all the attention, until, Donnelly says,
I had a student who skidded into my office in spring, early spring, saying that she wanted to do a project on phenology.
That's the study of the timing of key life cycle events for animals, and in this case, plants. For example, when leaves begin to bud.
We came out to Downer Woods and we looked at the trees, and the trees are still completely dormant. So I just had the idea, said, look, let's not panic. We will start monitoring shrubs. And that was in 2017. And her name was Callie. And she just took to it with gusto. And she would come out three or four times a week. And she would observe how the buds started to open and the leaves started to develop from those buds.
When Callie graduated, Donnelly picked up where she left off.
We're trying to identify any differences in the timing of when leaf out occurs in spring. We've added the autumn season as well. So that gives us an indication for the whole year, and it gives us the length of time that the shrubs are active, and trees, because we're also monitoring trees.
Trees are prized for their capacity to store carbon dioxide, but Donnelly says shrubs also play a role.
Standing here today, you can see that those trees are still dormant, but the shrubs are sequestering carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. The leaves are fully out, they're photosynthesizing like crazy. So it's at the extremes of the growing season, when their trees are still leafless, that the shrubs are important.
The environmental scientist says she needs to amass a lot more data to project how woodlands will hold up as climate change mitigators. But Donnelly says this past El Niño-dominated winter could give a sense of what might unfold here in Downer Woods.
We observed bud burst on some of our shrubs in February. In a normal year, we would not expect that until very late March or April.
Recently, Donnelly joined forces with a cadre of scientists from around the region.
The National Ecological Observatory Network, Great Lakes User Group. So that's a bit of a mouthful, but we call it GLUG for short.
Its members bring a diverse range of expertise to the table.
So we're doing stuff with the plants. There are other people doing work with the lakes, the ice on and off. Somebody else is working on soil respiration.
The researchers are all exploring the impacts of this extreme winter on the natural world. It's one step in shedding light on intricate and increasingly challenged ecosystems.
We're trying to understand how a forest ecosystem will respond to future environmental change. Now, that obviously climate change is the main driver. We want to know what's going to happen in future and how vulnerable these ecosystems are. And believe me, they are vulnerable.
That means what happens right here in Milwaukee at Downer Woods could help us answer some important environmental questions.
So you can see the actual leaf material. Yeah. So that's leaf out.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.